and that hole is going to stay there. You're not going to change it around like you do.
Yeah.
That's one drawback, I would say, that it takes a lot more to decorate inside, because mm-hmm. you have a tendency to leave it just like it is when you get it there.
Yeah, I bet. Out here in the valley, residential properties are divided by what kind of physical divider?
It used to be acres. Mm-hmm. Is what you would say. You're buying a house by the acre. As far as, are you talking about barriers between them?
Yeah.
You see some rock walls,
mm-hmm.
and I would say that rock walls are probably predominant around the area, but in the area right here where we live, you don't see a lot of barriers other than fences to keep the animals in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What kinds of fences?
There'll be wire fences. We have, what is it, considered a smooth wire fence. And since this is not going any further than just us, it is electric fence, which is not permitted in the city, but ours was listed with the animal control as a smooth wire, and they know it.
Is that to keep the horses in?
It's probably the safest large animal fence that there is. You're not going to get a horse injured.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses, they're intelligent enough that when they once touch it, they will not go back to it. So it's a safe fence that way. It's not real safe on people's... Well, it's safe. It's not going to injure anything.
I saw a fence like that once in Tucson, and my friend that was with me, they were her horses anyway, she had never touched the fence before,
mm-hmm.
and she touched it, and it didn't really hurt her, but she was shocked.
Yeah, it shocks you enough to make you... And an animal, you know, will respect that. Occasionally dogs will come along, and when they touch it, stray dogs,
mm-hmm.
they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it, I think, a safer fence
That's
for us,
great.
Too, because
yeah.
it keeps unwanted animals out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.